Hello everyone, welcome to All Things Relationship Podcast, a one-stop solution for all your relationship queries and questions. Here you will find everything from people's stories, experts on panel, and some great knowledge that can help you make love real and perfect. So let's jump right in.
Hi Swapnil, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, bro.
Hi Swapnil, welcome to All Things Relationship Podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here.
So Swapnil, please tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so presently it's my final year in my BTech. So I'm working as a mechanical engineer, and apart from my engineering, I do like a lot of other activities such as graphic designing and also writing a novel based on magical fantasies. And apart from my engineering, I am doing based on graphic designing. Also, apart from that, I'm writing a novel which is based on magical fantasies and training a few new recruits in a company to make their professional brand, to make their profile look really professional, to stand out from others. And also presently working as a director of design for a foundation to make that foundation go well properly in the society.
Wow, that is a lot of things you are doing at once.
Yeah, I guess.
How do you for all of this, like freelancing, then college, then consulting with a brand, and an organization as well? I believe that's an NGO, right?
Yeah, it's a social venture. Besides,
so is it yours?
No, it's not mine. It's one of my senior. So we started working together. So I'm helping them to lead out to help the society. And like, it's basically started by one of like super senior, not of my college, but a friend of mine. So he started a social venture precisely named as Mitti Ke Rang, and they help widow women and all women who are not capable of doing something because of lack in their knowledge or because of some other personal issues. So basically they focus on empowering the women so that they can stand the society and they can do good for their own self.
Okay, that is interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about this?
About the social venture, yeah. So present, like I joined the social venture as to help out in making the profile of the company look more good, because based on designing aspects actually, because once we promote our work or once we showcase what actually a social venture is doing, so we need to promote it to the audience so that they get to know more about it within a couple of seconds. Not to wait too much on the content. So I try making the designs, the posters and everything so precisely, so professional, so eye-catchy, so that if someone is looking to the work, he get it into it very quickly. So presently even we helped a lot of people in Assam flood, like more than 30 families. And we have started a new project selling diya for a cause for Diwali. So last time we sold a lot of diyas, which were made by these women whom we try to empower. So actually about 40 women got a money of about 17,000 rupees each because of these sold diyas. So it actually helps. It brings them the smile on their face, like they were unempowered, they were not knowing what to do. And bringing them in our social venture, letting them do different sorts of work, like even we told them how to make different sorts of masks, like plastic mask and the cloth mask. So we taught them how to make masks, and then they made masks. Then we sold these masks in the society outside. And the money what we collected from that, we gave it to all those women. So not only they earn a lot of money through these social venture, but also they get to have a good team management. They get to know about leadership. They get to interact with a different sort of society, different sort of people. And it really uplifts their life. So this social venture really helps not only us to maintain our brand, become like gain a lot of knowledge, but it also helps them to increase their capability of doing a lot of things.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, so Swapnil, as you know, this podcast is built around the concept of love and relationships. So, what
Yeah.
were your experiences with relationships? Did you had any? Did you feel that love with someone?
Yeah.
What was your story?
Yeah, of course, I would like to say that. Yeah. Like, see, I always wanted to discuss this on some platform because my relationship really gave me a lot of advantage and experience in my life. Like, I am here because maybe somewhere because of that relationship.
Wow.
So it was my first year when we met, and like we were not like those sort of people who used to talk daily for hours or who used to have a lot of conversation in life. Because in starting only we had a talk, proper talk that life, our education, our career is way more important, and everything gets successful only if we are successful in the world. This relationship will not go longer, or this relationship will not exist if we are not something in the world. So first of all, our main priority was to focus on our education. So that was the point where we started scheduling our work. From that time, from that moment, I got to know that how to schedule the work and how to precisely prioritize everything in our life. So I like when I went to college, as I told you, like I wanted to be engineer from very long time, from my youth. But like in the boards, I scored very less in math, 76. So even a lot of my relatives, everyone said that, bro, you got so less in mathematics and you are going for mechanical engineering. It's like two opposite ways. So then also I thought that, no, I should go. And when I went to college, I met that person. And then I got so motivated in my life that nothing is impossible. We should start working, 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 and we should gain something, and we will gain that, we'll achieve that. So because of that relationship, in my first year, I got like 9.45 CGPA in a college. So yeah, so that person motivated me.
There was some
Yeah.
disturbance, so I was not able to hear you earlier. So you got 9.45 out of 10 after meeting that person.
Yeah.
From a 7 out
Yeah.
of 10 equivalent in mathematics earlier.
Yeah, I got 76% in mathematics, and mechanical is all about maths, a lot of maths. And then still I focus, and because we need a proper support, we need a proper guidance. And I got that relationship. I got to know that how to manage my time. Like when I was back in college, I was on my own because I got independent a lot outside my house, and I got to know that, you know, that my relationship was not a close relationship. It was a distance relationship actually.
Okay.
And I can probably say that presently we are like 4 years together. So
Wow.
in second year also, like in first year when I got 9.45, I was not in the top 10 list in my college. So I became so sad. Like I wanted to be in the top 10. So in second year, that person motivated me so much that I know, Swapnil, you have the potential, you can do a lot better than that. And I worked really hard, and we scheduled everything that you need to schedule this much time for talking, and you need to schedule this much time on your work, you need to schedule this much time on your studies, on your extracurricular. Everything was so scheduled by that person that, because in love, you need to listen to him, right? So I can't deny that person that, no, I'll not do. I had to listen to him that, because even it was beneficial for me. So in second year, I don't know, it was my good luck or it was my support. I got second rank in my college, in my branch.
Wow.
So
Yeah.
with 9.84 CGPA.
How much?
So 9.84.
Wow. That is really good. That is really good.
Yeah. So at that time, I told everyone in my premises, like people see relationship in a bad way, in a negative way, that relationship ruins your life, relationship ruins your studies, but it doesn't actually. Relationship really helps you uplift your life if you understand it properly. Like as I told, we have scheduled everything. We have proper timing. If I was during my examinations, we talked very less because that person was also knowing that these examinations are really important for me. And also, you know, like that person always knew that I can do something different. I can do something unique in the society. That person always told me that, Swapnil, you are like a diamond, which is very rare to be found. And don't just listen to other people that you can't do this. You should know your potential. And from that day, like I even thought that yeah, I should do something different other than just scoring good grades or just doing what other people do. So from that day, I thought that I should write something of my own. So at first, I was not knowing that how to start. Then I started writing research papers of the topics which I love most.
Okay.
So writing, I got to know a lot about how to write a research paper. So at that time, I got to know that research paper really do have values. And last year in third year, I was invited by a college to present my research paper in a conference where like thousand and thousand of like professors came there. And it was really a proud moment for me to stand up in front of every professors and tell my paper. So at present, I got my two paper published, which is present on the Google. So at this stage, getting two paper published is really a good achievement for me because a lot of my professors say that during your college time, during engineering level, very less amount of students publish their own paper. So that was really good. Like, so I got a lot of changes in my life. When before joining the college, I can't even communicate with someone. I can't even share my feelings. So that fear also gone away when I was in a relationship. That person told me my abilities because that was somewhere hidden inside me. That person helped me bringing them out. So yeah, so that was a really good thing that happened to me. And I really love that I got that person in my life.
Wow, that is really great. So, Swapnil, how did you meet that person? What was the situation? Like you were in same class, or was it through a mutual friend, or some separate story, something interesting?
Yeah, so actually the interest, it is quite interesting. Like our first meet was like it was quite random, you know. Like I used to paint a lot, like from very youth. I love painting. I love making portraits, sketching and all. So I used to post them on my Facebook accounts, on my Insta accounts. So someday that person texted me on my Facebook that you are really good at your painting. Why are you not pursuing your career in designing? So I was like, no, I'm doing mechanical engineering, so I have to focus on that. So that person, from very first day, that person started making me believe that you can do a lot better in your life. And I really felt connected that, yeah, there is someone who sees some potential in me. Because when you're going back in college, right, there are like hell lot of competitions and people will suppress you if you get good marks. Like my friends suppressed me, not my friends, my colleagues suppressed me a lot in college because there's a lot of hard competition outside. But that person always motivated me saying that, no, you can do good, you can do good, you can do good. And you are having a very good mind. You are having very good talent. So we started talking very slowly, like normal talks, then video calls. Then we got to understand a lot of things. Then like it was like 4 months or 5 months after when I came back to my hometown, and I don't know, some random situations lifted up, and there was a marriage in that person's house, and I got invited. So I really talked with my parents. I asked them that I really want to go to that house. I want to attend the marriage because in my house, like I have never been so far alone. So it's a kind of restricted family, and I have so much rules and regulations that I need to follow. But anyhow, I don't know. Maybe God grace or some luck that my parents agreed and I got a chance to visit out, which is the function. So when I went there, so we really met for the first time after 4 to 5 months. We just had a distance relationship from 4 to 5 months. And when we met now, that I really can feel this now that we never felt that this is our first meet. That after the meet on the first day itself, we thought that we knowing each other from very long time. And I don't know, like I got so much into the family and the mother, the sisters, everyone liked me so much. Even they urged me to stay for a more long time when I was coming back to my house. So things happened really good. But after that time, again, it's like 3 years, more than 3 years that we haven't met. We are in a distance relationship. But like I say that I feel that distance doesn't matter if there's a good connection between two persons. So you are always connected with the strong beliefs and a strong soul if you really understand each other. So that's how our journey started. And yeah, so here we are together.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And how is it going right now?
It's going really good. Like I really wanted to say that like last year we thought that that person is very good in writing. So I always appreciated that you should write something. But then together we thought that we should start writing a novel together with amalgamating both of our feelings. So presently our novel is about to get finished, and maybe by next month or something we'll try publishing that novel. So I really see that I really wanted to tell everyone out there in the world that you can have a lot of things, you can achieve a lot of things when you are in relationship. Just you need to just see how to help each other. That's what we do in relationship, help each other, support each other, be with each other in bad times. So that person supported me in doing a lot of good in my engineering. I supported that person in doing a lot good in writing. And that person always tells me that because of me, he started writing. So she started writing because of me. So I persuaded her that you should write. So see, like this, we always help each other and we be together. So that the growth is mutual and there will be no misunderstanding. Like I can say that it's been more than 4 years and we never had a fight. We never separated even for a day. There were times that we couldn't talk even for weeks because maybe sometimes I was busy, maybe sometimes person was busy. But the understanding is so good that it happens like at present day it is going so smoothly that we don't even think that like distance relationships cannot work. So it actually worked for us.
Wow, that is something new for me. Not having a single fight in 4 years.
Yeah, like we and even like we never urged for meeting. Like we know that when proper right time will come, when proper time will come, then we'll surely meet. That is not an issue. But being together and understanding each other is what is important at this time. So I see a lot of my friends, they broke up because of long distance, they broke up because they can't meet. That's because they have set some setbacks in their life that they need this thing from this person. So we should never keep expectations from anyone that if I'm with that particular person, so I need these things. I need him or her to get this thing in life. Because a lot of my friends told that I want an IITian as a girlfriend. I want an engineer. I want a doctor. I want my girlfriend to be with me every time.
Wow.
These are the negative things that we think in our mind. We should never keep setbacks in our life. We should just see that how we can help each other, how we can help the particular person with I am at the present moment to grow, help him to shine in the world, not just demanding something. We should never demand from our partner.
Okay. So
Yeah.
I was saying, so after all, like you have been in a relationship for 4 years now. What is your learning or experience from it? What would you think you could have done better? Some situations that you believe could have been different and better thereon?
Yeah, of course, I feel like I learn on every single day from the day I met with that person. So the main learnings what I got is that like there are times that sometimes that there comes times because of our feeling or something that we need someone to be with us, to hold our hands, to walk in the sunshine or to walk in the sunset with us. We have that craving inside our heart that yeah, we need that person. But if you are with someone and if you are really worthy and if you are really true to that person, so that feeling also can be managed anyhow. If you are in partnership relationship, like I have seen a lot of people who cheat in the relationship because if it is partnership, because no one is gonna see that what you are actually doing at your particular place. So we never had that type of feeling. Like I'll truly say, like I got a lot of opportunities in my college being I don't know, I can't bluff on myself. So yeah, like being a good student in my college, so I got a lot of opportunities to be with a lot of people. But I never wanted to because I don't know, the connection is so good. When a connection becomes so good between two person, when you understand each other, so there is no loopholes present in the relationship. So that's why we never had a fight actually. Never. And the times we had an argument, that was all only because why are you not taking care of yourself? You should go visit a doctor or you should study more. You should talk less with me. So that sort of arguments we always had was we both wanted each other to be good in their life, not to just talk or not to just waste their time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is, wow, that is a great sign for a long-lasting relationship from where I see it.
Yeah, of course. Even I'm thinking that I don't know. I want it to be long lasting. We planned a lot of things actually. We'll get our novel published, and then I'm like right now I'm sitting for placement. So most probably I'll get placed by end of this year. So then I'll opt for a job. Then we are making a lot of plans. See, this is the thing. Like you should work strategically in your life. You should have plans. You should have backups in your life. Like I see that in bad times when people can't hold their relationship, they break up. But that is not a proper reason or proper time to break up. When you feel like that I can't hold this relationship, you should think that what are the loopholes or what are the drawbacks that this relationship is going to be at the end. So if you remove all that drawbacks and if you counter effect all that points, then there will be no issues in breakups. Because I have seen people break up after 7 years, 8 years, because just even because of slightest mistake or slightest misunderstanding. So that should never come in life. If you have a proper strategy and proper plan, so nothing will disturb you. Like a lot of my friends ask that, Swapnil, you study so good and how then also how you manage your relationship. So I always say that if you have a proper plan, if you have proper setbacks, and if you have proper understanding with your partner, then no relationship can ruin your study. So this is just a misconception that being in a relationship will ruin your study or you can't do good in your life. I feel that being in a relationship is really good because there are a lot of things in our life which we can't share to our parents.
True.
We need someone to share those feelings because everything can't be shared. So if you are in a relationship and if you share your feelings, I'm not saying that you should talk all day for hours and hours, because you should understand, because if someone is loving you, that person will always understand you that yeah, this thing, particular thing, this character is important. And if the person whom you are with in relationship is not understanding that your career is more important, your future is more important, then that is not a love actually. Because if we are loving someone, so we always want that person to be happy regardless of the talk or the duration what we give each other, the time what we spend with each other. That should never come in our mind.
That is true that it should not come. But
Yeah.
we are all human and these emotions do crop up from what I have learned, from what I have heard a lot of people tell, that a lot of interference or a lot of pushing is the primary reason for a lot of fights or disagreements, and that many a times it also gets a bitter, if I may say that.
Yeah, I truly agree that on that point, Ishant, actually, see, the fight or the argument starts when you start hiding things from your partner.
Yes.
Okay. So there were times when I did mistakes in my life. There were times when that person did mistakes in her life. So the thing is, on the first day when you commit any mistake, let it be a slightest one or let it be a blundered one, you should tell that former person that, yeah, I committed this and I'm really sorry for this. So you know what happened with a lot of people in their relationship when they come, for example, when they meet with someone else and they get attracted to someone else being in a relationship, they hide that feeling from the former person. So that is the point when distractions occur, when arguments occur, when fight occurs, which in a long run results to breakups. So even there was time that I committed mistakes in my life, which I was not supposed to do in a relationship. But on the same day, on the very same day, I talked with that person. I told that I got misled, that, and I did mistake. And see, if that day, if you will tell someone now that you did this thing and I'm really sorry, I really care for you, then that person will truly understand that, yeah, he's so true with me. But if you start hiding things, on the first day you will hide one thing. On the second day, you will start hiding more things. Then within a month, you will have a lot of bundles of things that are hidden from both of them. So at that point, now there are secrets developed inside you. So you have your own secret. That person has her own secret. So that becomes the reason of breakups when you have secret in life. So there should be no secrets. All my loopholes, all my drawbacks are known to that person, and all her drawbacks are known to me. So this is, we should be always transparent in relationship. We should not hide anything from someone. And if we do commit mistake, or if I truly agree that we do have feelings, and sometimes in because of that feelings, we our minds sometimes change and we do something what we are not supposed to. But that is okay if you tell that person that I did this. And if that person really loves you, if that person really supports you, then that person will 110% understand you that why you did this. So there is no reason for getting dragged up for that slightest mistake if you are truthful.
So, being truthful and not hiding anything from her is what your secret sauce in this relationship, huh?
Of course, yeah. I tell every single thing if I commit mistake, like something I'm not supposed to do, I did that. I tell that yeah, I did this, and I'm telling you this because I know you will understand. And sometimes it happened that that person can't understand on that instant. It's okay. If we commit mistake, we should not expect that that former person will understand at very some instant. There will be like a lot of up down. There will be fights, but you should be with that person. If you commit mistake or if there is any big fight arose, so what people do now? People start increasing that fight. See, I always feel that now sorry is very small word and it's very easy to spell out even if you don't commit mistake. And if you think that you can carry on this relationship because if you say sorry. So people, I have seen people who don't say sorry because of their self-respect. See, self-respect is a very good thing in life, but if you really love someone and if you think that just saying a word sorry or just accepting that, yeah, it's okay, it was my mistake, from next time I'll not do that. So that ends everything, that ends every anger, that melts down everything. So we should always think of that, right? Sometimes we might not commit mistakes, sometimes there might be misunderstanding. And if we say, yeah, it's okay, maybe it's misunderstanding or anything, I'm sorry, I'll try not to do that in next time. So at that very instant, you have closed the argument. You've not increased it. But what I've seen what people do, they raise the argument, they raise it level to extremum to lead it to breakups. They try not to end that on the very same time. If we try to end that argument on the very same time, so relations will never have a breakups.
So believe in yourself is one of the things that you
Yeah.
kept up to, and not hiding anything, coming out with, okay, I made a mistake, owning up to it, along with having trust in them that, okay, I can share my things with them without, fearing judgment or anything. Or were you afraid that, what if I
Yeah.
shared this with her and she did not like it, or what if she got angry or anything like that?
like being afraid is like very normal thing. If you commit mistake, you'll get afraid. But what I think that if the person really loves you and if you both really understand each other, then you should have this thing somewhere inside your soul that that person will of course understand me, maybe after weeks or maybe after months, but that person will understand me. So my job is to be with her, not to leave her. So what people do, people don't try out to keep the relationship. If we really try out to keep the relationship, because relationship, if that person is helping you in your life, if that person is helping you grow, if that person makes you happy, so you should never let that person go from your life. See, the simple example is we differentiate that person from our own family. I'll take an example of my mom. I had a lot of fights when I was so small with my mom. So I have not left her, right? She is my mom. I have a lot of fights with my brother. I have a lot of fights with my dad. But I have not left them. They are still with me because we think they are family. No matter how much fight we have, no matter how much misunderstanding we have, we will always be together. So we should, like I said in very starting, we should set priorities in life. If that person is very important and if that person has very priority in our life, so much misunderstanding regarding of so much mistakes you did, that both will eventually come to a common point and that both person will always understand each other and relationship will succeed in life. So that only I was saying that we should understand each other and we should think that we have to first make the thinking in mind that we have to take this relationship for a long time. We should never think that we have to break up. We should always have the positive feeling and that relationship will eventually go on.
Having a positive feeling is really important. Maintaining it. I want to know what is your secret or what allows you to keep up to that positive feeling in. Because many a times the thing that happens with couples when they break up is they just lose the positive feeling. Maybe it is because of some fights they had, some disagreements they had, or some external factors that clubbed with the fights or disagreements, or sometimes even distrust or fear.
So like I'll really tell what I actually do when we have some argument sort of thing. So see, I have a habit of writing diary, not daily writing diaries, but like some if something good happened in my life that was unexpected. For example, if I got like on the like I we never celebrate birthday, like I don't know why. There's no reason, but we don't celebrate birthday in our house. But there was a time when I was something 18 or something, so I got chocolate on my birthday. It was my first gift ever what someone gave me. So what I did, I ate the chocolate, I took the wrapper of that chocolate and I attached that wrapper in my diary and I wrote about that very moment. So I do these sort of things, you know. For example, if I attended someone's birthday party and something unexpected happened, so I keep something of that very particular time. For example, maybe a toffee wrapper or maybe a balloon, something, anything. So I paste that in the diary and I write about that particular moment. So you know what happened. So because of that, I've collected a lot of good memories in my diary. So when an argument happens between us, so at that time, I just open the diary and I see all that good moments that happened between us. Because of that, I get to know that, that person is really important in my life. So, you know, if that all if at that instant all that moments immediately come to my mind now, then all my anger disappears. Because seeing all those happy moments, I can see, see, I with this person I've spent really good time. And then, you know, then your mind will start making up that why are you fighting for just a small, silliest thing? Because see, you have really good time. So people don't do this, you know. Like when people fight, they just think on negative aspects. Because this is how our mind acts. If your mind will try to make more angry. If you are happy, your mind. So what I do, I persuade my mind. If I get angry, if I had an argument, I just open my diary and I just started being. So when I see all that thing, so eventually my mind get persuaded and all the anger fades away. So if my anger fades away, so I can help my partner to understand me properly. But if I am angry and if my partner is also angry, so that will create a lot of disturbance. So one should be in a calm mind. So I told my partner also to do the same thing. So we both write very good moments of our life in our diary. And when we get angry, we open the diary and we start seeing those things. So in that way, like all the disturbance and all the arguments results into a good proper ending without any breakups.
Wow. That is one technique that I believe anyone can use and everyone should use, and so that they can have a fulfilling and long-lasting relationship. Of course, a lot of things that matter here are that both of you are willing to do this and both of you are open to each other about what you are doing or are thinking about each other, or some things that you don't like, you discuss it with each other.
Of course, it will happen a lot of times when you will not have a common point and you will have different points to keep. But that doesn't mean that a former person should not hear you. In relationship, it's very important to always open your eyes and should listen up. What a lot of people do, they don't listen the person. Like sometimes what we see or what we hear might not be true, but we believe that. We don't hear the person and we believe on others, when others saying or some other things what we see. So the first thing and very foremost important thing in a relationship is that believe the person whom you are with. You should always believe them, because if they have committed mistakes and if you have a strong belief in them, they will have less fear to share with you that mistake. But if you don't believe and if you just start arguing on by hearing someone from someone else that yeah, that XYZ person has did this, so that will really create cracks in the relationship, flaws in the relationship. So this is the very important thing, that you should always believe that, yeah, if I did this, I know that this person will understand me, no matter this is a big mistake or a small mistake, we'll sort it out. So this is how relationship goes. This, you know, this is how family runs. If someone gets married in life, a couple might have a lot of fight, might have a lot of disturbance, but they don't leave each other. This is like, I really love this Indian culture. We don't get divorced too easily because we know how to run a family. Getting divorced is not a solution. We always have a second choice. People don't look for a second choice actually in the relationship or in the marriage or anything else. This is not particularly for the relationship. In every point, if you think you are failing at this point, you should try looking for alternatives. Likewise, I said, when I feel angry, I look for an alternative to see my happy moments back in my life. So that melts my anger. So you should always plan when you are chilled in life, when everything is going good. So you should plan at that time. Maybe a situation will come when our relationship will have some flaws, how I will manage at that time. So you should have pre-planning. So if you have everything planned in a well-mannered, so nothing can stop you from making this relationship last longer.
That is lovely. I do not think there is anything that you are not doing. You are doing the best of all worlds, like sharing everything, being open with that person, taking their advice, advising her if she needs something. And the best part is you both care for each other and care for each other's advice and take it. Trust each other, share with each other. And the best part is that diary of happy moments.
Yeah, like, you know, I never made that diary for the relationship kind of thing. You know, I have not written only my good moments of my relationship. I have written all good moments from the day I started doing my engineering. So there are a lot of moments with my friends, with my colleagues in the internship. Everything is there. You know, I wrote that diary not for this particular moment, because, you know, I'll tell one thing, that I have seen my parents, that they smile because of us. If we do something in our good life, if we attain something, then they smile. Like, what I feel, it's my perception that they have forgot their original smile. They never try to do something for themselves. Everything they do for us makes them happy. We are not like this, right? In youth, we do something, we achieve something. If we get a bike, if we get a stipend, if we get a job, we are happy. See, so what our parents do instead, if their child get a job, if their child get a stipend, if their child achieve something, they are happy. So they get happy because of us. They don't, like, they are so busy with us that they don't really enjoy their own life. Like, a lot of times I have told my parents that you should go for a trip. You both are like a good enough, earning good, you should go for a trip. But then they say that we have a lot of planning for you. We have to teach you this, this, this. We have to do more things. So see, this thing happened when you get a family. You have to think for your children. You can't think for yourself. So I don't want that thing to happen to me. So that's why I have saved all those happy moments from my engineering life in that diary. So in future, maybe I'll get too busy. Maybe I can't give a lot of time to my partner. But when I'll open that diary, I'll get to know that, yes, I have a lot of happy moments in my life. And when I'll see all those pages, now, as I'll see all those pages, like, immediately the smile will come on my face. So that energy will come inside me, and that I myself will motivate me a lot. So I feel that the reason for your smile, for your motivation, can be you only. No one other in life can motivate you. If you have this thing, like, we all have a lot of happy moments in our life, but sometimes we forget them. But if we store them in some place, and if we open that happy moments during our bad times, so there is no time when you cannot help yourself. So this is what we should do in relationship also. We should help each other, and we should try make people remember their happy times when they are not good, or when they are sad, or when they are angry.
Okay. That is quite profound. How did you end up on the philosophical note of these things of relationship? Being a creative person, I would initially have expected that maybe, okay, you might be into a bit of poems or some shayari stuff, but this is something rarely observed, even with the quite experienced people, the philosophical knowledge and understanding. How did you come across all this?
I have seen a lot of people watching others' videos, others motivating them. So I really feel like there is no one else in your life who can motivate you in your bad times. You are the single person who can motivate yourself, because I know every secrets of my life. I know everything in my life, what I did. So I should have the ability to motivate myself rather than someone else interrupting my personal life, motivating me. So this is the same thing I do in relationship also. On the very first day in my relationship, I told that person that we are two separate bodies, but we should always be single. Should feel till the end, till the last day we die. If we have this feeling, right, that we are a single soul, then we both are a single person. So we both can mutually motivate each other. We don't need a third person. You know what happened when people are in argument? They bring in some third person to solve their arguments. That is the point when you start a spark in your relationship, which will lead to breakups. Never indulge a third person in your relationship. If you two are in relationship, so two persons should always sort out their arguments, always sort out their problems on their own, no matter how much time it will take, but it will always end up in a very good manner. So this is the thing what I really actually feel. Never depend on some third person. If you two are together, always solve your own problems.
Okay. How did you come across this? That not including a third person is much better of an idea than taking external help.
Because actually, see, I am very good at keeping secrets. So a lot of my friends back in college, they tell me their secrets. So there were time that they had arguments with their girlfriends, so they indulged me in their arguments. So that made their argument really, that made their relationship really worsen. So I told that person that I even told that, see, I, I explain you how to handle this. You do that by yourself. Don't indulge me. So I've seen a lot of people, like in my life, a lot of people say me that Swapnil, my relationship is not going good. Please help me out. So I show them that I'll not talk to that person. I'll not persuade that person that yeah, this particular person is good. This friend of mine is good. You work it out. I'll tell you how to manage, and you yourself do that. So I have seen that this really worked out actually. So in my college, a lot of my friends, they really tried on this philosophy, and this really helped them to sustain their relationship instead of indulging someone else in their life. That's why I think that this is a really good way to keep a relationship along.
Wow. Okay. That's something to keep in mind for long.
Yeah.
Okay, Swapnil, let's wrap it up with sharing a one-liner for people who would want to sustain their relationship, maybe are going through fights or disagreements, looking for a way to solution. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I'll just suggest a very simple thing. Believe in yourself, believe in your partner. You both had lot of good times in past. Maybe in present the things are not going good, but if you remember all those good times, you'll get to know that the person is really important in your life, and you'll eventually get the idea how to end that argument. But if you'll forget all those good times in your life, and if you will always focus on negative aspects of that person, then relationship can never sustain. Always try to focus on good things in our life, because everyone has some faults. No one is perfect in life. Everyone will commit some mistake in their life, because we are human. We are made to commit mistakes, and we are made to learn from our mistakes, not to fight on our mistakes. If your partner commits something, so understand that she or he has done very good things in life, and you both had very good time in past, so you can have a lot of good time in future, but that future will not be there if you end it at this moment. So if you have this thing in your mind, that relationship will always be a very good one and will sustain for so long.
Wow, that is something simple and actionable. Something truly simple. Thanks a lot, Swapnil. It was really insightful having this
Thanks a
conversation
lot.
with you, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation as well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, Nishant, and thanks a lot for having me here in this show.
You're most welcome, buddy.